to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour, doing nonstop psychic readings for the listening audience. The phone call, the toll-free, USA and Canada. Get your pen and paper ready. And if you're just joining us for the first time, I know just now advertising in my local area, the radio show, and you probably never even knew I was into this or doing this or involved in this, and you probably got a million questions. So go to my website, www.michaelgoger.com. You're probably already there, or you hear it bbsradio.com website listening. So go to my website and please join my mailing list, my Yahoo group, MySpace, and that will automatically start the radio show newsletter being delivered to you. So through my mailing list and my Yahoo group, those memberships get the newsletter. There'll be a lot of information in there on me, what I'm doing, when I'm doing it, how I'm doing it, why I'm doing it, and it'll answer, you know, 60% of your questions. So in the meantime, just enjoy the show. If you can get through, get a reading, tell your neighbors about it. I can hear some of my neighbors and coworkers saying, I don't believe he's doing this. But I have been doing this for 40 years, 10 years publicly, and 3 years in radio. So just sit back and enjoy, and keep hitting redial, and call me up and say hi. And for the regulars that are used to me and know me, and keep on hitting redial, because I know there's a lot of calls, and sometimes it's hard to get through. I got a caller. Caller, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. What's your first name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca. Rebecca, I'm just going to give out the toll-free numbers, and then we'll jump into your reading.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Now, that's anywhere in the USA. Now, USA and Canada, I believe, but I know Canada, so toll-free Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you have a plan, you can dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. Now, these phone numbers are all over my website, michaelgoger.com and bbsradio.com. So please, go there, bookmark them, and navigate them. There's something there for everybody. Okay, Rebecca, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good. What part of the world you calling from?
Idaho.
Idaho?
Uh-huh.
Okay, how do I sound, loud and clear?
Yeah.
Okay. You heard me read before?
Yes.
Okay, well, just jump into your reading then. How's that sound, Rebecca?
Sounds good.
All right, just jump into your reading. And for those that are not quite sure what I do, I hear and feel my imagery, and I just repeat what I'm hearing and feeling, and hopefully it connects to or helps you with something that's going on in your life. So, Rebecca, I'm surrounded. I'm going right to emotional and romantic and relationship imagery here and feelings. So I got a feeling you're hoping I hit on something to do with relationship or something deep or connected to my heart anyway. Okay. You know, Rebecca, I feel like maybe somebody from my past might have stirred some emotions with me or reconnected, or maybe about to happen. Did somebody from your past come back, or is that
making... No, not really.
Okay, well, just kind of remember me saying that, because I feel like somebody from the past, or a memory, or an emotion, or an experience, I got something from the past coming back to me. And So remember me saying that. It may, between now and the next 30 days, something may occur where, now I feel like it was meant to be and it's not a coincidence. So if something like that does happen, it's spirit led, I'm hearing.
Okay.
And now this may occur during a social gathering or a family gathering or this type of a thing. So keep that in mind too.
Okay.
All right. And, now, I want to say that I feel upset about something now. The hearing now, I feel like maybe there was a disturbance or something just ain't quite right, and it's hanging heavy on my heart. Something, keep saying sadness. Was there a split, or did you lose somebody, or a friendship breakup, or anything like that?
Divorced.
Okay, because I got a knot in my stomach, and I feel mixed bag here. I'm angry, lonely, sad, back and forth. Now, was this recently, or?
In the last year.
Yeah, so I'm feeling within a year, 5 months, 6 months. Okay, and now I feel like I'm in a somewhat of a quagmire or up against a decision of something of some kind, and I feel like I can't move forward. I'm having a problem moving forward. Are you struggling with the divorce and emotionally and mentally with this, and I feel like it may be interfering or holding me back a little bit for some reason, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense at all, or?
Yeah.
Okay, and I want to be careful with it because I do feel that it could cause enough stress to bother me physically, and you don't want that to happen. And I'm also a lot of decision making coming up here. It's almost like now I'm not quite sure what this is, Rebecca. I don't know where you are with your ex, but I feel a closure and a healing and a coming together of, I believe, your divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you're still friends or you're still communicating.
Well, we have children, so we communicate.
Okay. Now, and I feel like that is going to get better. Okay. With time, there's going to be closure and healing there with this. So the relationship will improve. And it's a cycle of agreements, too. It's almost like he may all of a sudden start agreeing with me with everything and bending over backwards and doing everything that I want him to do. I just feel like it really turns around and gets almost pleasant in a way. So we're making the best of the situation. So that's going to improve and get better, and the feelings that are attached to it are going to drop away. And until this happens, I don't think you'll be able to move forward in any area, in any arena, really, because of the blockage of emotions and feelings that go with it. So when you see this turning around, it's going to be a sign that things in your life are going to start moving forward, especially relationship-wise. And if you were to ask me, will he come back and will we get back together, I wouldn't rule it out. I don't like giving hope like that. I mean, I can say I can almost feel it happening or getting to the point where it's a good friendship and almost pleasant, so you do what you want with that. I mean, it can get so nice that maybe it could go back to where it was and be better than what it was. But I do feel that it gets to the point where it's at least enjoyable between the two of you. And that's when everything else is going to open up for you and start moving forward. So.
Okay, good thing.
Let's see. Is there anything else that you were wondering about, Rebecca?
Well, I'm kind of like in a new relationship.
A new
kind
one, right?
A new
relationship,
one, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I knew you were. I knew there was two. It was part of the decision making that I was talking about. You know, strange as it sounds, you may be somewhere down the road torn between your ex and this new guy, or there'll be some friction there a little bit. So handle that with kid gloves.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure you're ready to fall too hard and too fast. You may want to think about that a little bit.
Okay.
And I do feel the new guy is a good guy, and when you make up your mind, it can go any way you want it to go. It could either go into a relationship, or you could just have a good friendship with him.
Okay.
All right. Now, I want to say that by April, there is a lot of closure on this, and you know what way you're going to go, and you're doing much better. But until, I really feel like you need to make up your mind. I feel like in my mind, you and your mind, I'm back and forth. And
right.
It's going to take a few more months to calm that down a little bit. All right, but the guy is a
okay.
good guy, and once you're ready, you could basically take it where you want to take it.
Okay. All right,
Rebecca.
Thank
good
you.
Luck. Good luck and take care, and don't be so hard on yourself.
Okay.
All righty. Tell your friends about us. Michael Goger, you're in the thoughts. BBS Radio. Don't get no better than this. Who says there's nothing free anymore? Huh? Come on. Where are you going to get this for free? Over 95 talk shows and half of them are readers. You can get a reading every day if you wanted it. I'd like to remind everybody the last Thursday of every month I have another talk show host here at BBS, Allison Bauman. She's the host of Visible by Numbers. She's going to have Lisa Williams on her show February 4th. Write this one down and have redial ready. Lisa Williams. And if you're into the subject like I am, that's a big deal. So February 4th, Monday, 8 p.m., Visible by Numbers, Lisa Williams. Don't forget that. And Allison Bauman, the host, is here every last Thursday with me. She's a numerologist, and we work together. You get two readings for the price of one. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hello, Michael. This is Nancy. How you doing?
Nancy, you always make my day when you call.
Well, you definitely make mine. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. That makes me happy. I enjoy that. How is it in Washington?
It's cold and rainy, but that's okay. I'm used to it.
Cold and rainy. Okay. It's very cold in New York.
I bet it is.
Very cold. And there's more of it coming. That's okay. I'm a house body. Are you a house body?
Well, I'm not working yet.
What do you mean?
Well, when I'm at home, I stay home. But when I go to work, I go to work.
Okay. So you only go out when you got to work then?
Yes.
Where are you happiest, at home? Or out running around shopping or...
No, I don't go out into malls. I can't handle the energy there.
Me either. Too much energy.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yep. I just filled out a survey the other day, and it was one of the questions: where are you happiest? And I said my home.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I was wondering how many people feel that way. All right, Nancy. Let's see what's cooking down for you in Washington and around you.
Okay.
And your inner thoughts, where they're taking us. How's your inner thoughts been lately?
Positive, except for the last week.
Yeah, you know, I was just going to say, I feel like I had a week where I want to just put my feet up now and chill out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hearing spirits say that almost like I could use a week just relaxing and watching TV almost. That's what the doctor's ordering.
That's what I feel like. I think I'm really close to having to have that.
Yep. You know, they use pictures with me in movies, and they're showing me somebody walking around the house, closing all the blinds, locking the door, and making something good to snack on and putting their feet up. So it's something you might want to think about.
Okay.
You know, could do you some good. And let's see. What else am I hearing for you? It's always something new in the work world with you, too, or something extra. There is, I know you were, if I remember correctly, you were open to the idea of overtime or something different on the side?
Yeah, I would like to, yes.
Okay. Because it's it always seems to be around you, and I feel like it's here and now, so I wouldn't doubt it if within the month there's something that catches your interest, Nancy.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like somebody's whispering in my ear. They're waving a letter and a phone, so and I'm hearing news on the way. News on the way, and it's good news.
It's good news? Okay.
Yeah, it's connected to the physical creation and income and work and business. And so, and also I'm hearing that any kind of connection with other people is going to be improved well into the end of February. It's going to be a good time for lovers and friends and family, so take advantage of that.
Okay.
And I'm also feeling, Nancy, that some legal things or negotiating or they're showing me scales here, so it's either I'm waiting for something to come through or hoping a decision is in my favor or in the favor of somebody that's close to me.
Well, it's a possibility my husband might lose a job, and that's my biggest concern.
Mm, okay. I'm hearing no, Nancy.
Well?
I'm hearing no, but I am getting the turmoil that goes with it, the drama.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, is something being decided on? You're waiting for an answer from a committee, a group, or a higher power? Is that what?
The higher-ups.
Yeah, this is how it's making me feel. And I'm hearing in your favor, your husband's favor. It's going in your husband's favor.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Agreements being reached. There must have been some kind of a tit-for-tat.
Yeah, something really unfair happened. And in our hospital, there's a lot of politics going on. And my husband, being ex-military, he believes in following the season rules.
Okay.
And some of his staff doesn't do that. So, you know, he's been having a difficult time.
Okay. Now, I'm feeling like I was blamed or accused, and I'm hearing proved right. Now, I don't know if that applies to what's going on.
Yes, that happened.
Okay, because that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing being proved right.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'm hearing the tide, the turning, the wheels are is flipping around in favor of your side, your husband.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and then it's going to lead to there's changes also behind this, but they're good changes.
Oh,
almost,
good.
Almost like the job description changes or something connected to his work world improves and changes and becomes fresh. Almost like they want to start something new or remove somebody or put him somewhere. This type of a thing going on.
Oh, that would be great.
Would that be connected to the situation?
Yes, it could be.
Yes, like separating disagreeing parties or...
Yes.
Or, this is what I'm feeling. Like the agreements are reached, you know, and that everybody is in agreement that it'll work and they move forward with it. So I feel like he's going to be okay.
Great. Hallelujah.
I really do. I feel like I've been losing sleep over this, I'm hearing.
Yeah, I've been staying up in prayer all night. I mean, I haven't been to work in 5 days.
I'm feeling that. And that was part of the need to sit and watch TV for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to improve. I'm feeling recovery with that. And it's all stress-related, you know that.
Yeah.
It's all stress-related, I'm hearing. And try to just clear your mind of it and let go of it. because I feel like it works out for his benefit.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Nancy, I hope I'm right. Blessings to you.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Remember, any reader could be wrong. Take it with a grain of salt. You know,
yeah.
It's like listening to the weather, you know, and sometimes it helps, sometimes it don't. And I always tell everybody, you just listen to what's being said. And that's why most of my readings are inspiring and uplifting and positive.
Yes.
Because, number one, I don't want to plant those seeds of negativity.
Yeah.
And number two, I'm given all kinds of information. Why would I waste time on something negative?
Right.
You know, when I can go to something positive. So.
Amen.
All right, Nancy. Blessings to you, and enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Tell your friends about us. BBS Radio, Michael Goger. MichaelGoger.com if you want to know more about me. If you're from my local area, listen up. Tell everybody about us. I would like to start helping local charities and good causes by at least announcing their events and what they're doing. And if it can help the local area, I want to put something like this together. So if you're from the local area, spread the word. Tell everybody about me. The show, BBS Radio. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's Michelle, Mike. From
Sarah?
North Carolina.
What's your name,
it's
Sarah?
It's Michelle from North Carolina.
Michelle, how you doing, Michelle?
Just fine. How are you?
With the dance school, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. How's the girls doing? How's everything going with it?
It's doing really good. They just did a TV show, so we're making copies of it to give to each one of them.
Good. Good. They were on TV then.
Well, they did two different TV shows for Carolina Music Scene, and they're just having a good time right now. We want to go to competition in April, though.
Very good. Very good. I'm glad you got through.
I know. I've been trying for a couple weeks.
Have you?
You're a busy man.
Good. I'm glad. Someday, you know what? Maybe someday I'll get a show and it'll be like 8 hours a day and I can hang out all day long and do what I'm doing. That would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's for sure. You could do it longer.
it'd be like a job. I'd have to get paid for it, but I'll tell you what, I would be good at it and I'd be willing to do it.
Well, I like listening to it, and a lot of times I'm sitting sewing or something and I'm like, man, it's already over.
It goes quick, and I want to do guests.
It does.
You know, I want to do guests, but the people want readings, and it's like I'm torn between, you know. So I really got to handle it with kid gloves. I really do. So, for the time being, I'm entertaining other readers and guests like you that call in and chat for a second or two with me. All right, Michelle, let's jump into your reading.
Okay.
All right, and see what we got for you. Somebody was just ill or had treatment of some kind. Or is this a friendship and relationship going sour? Has everybody been healthy, Michelle, or anybody?
Well, I haven't been really too well this morning, so that might be what it was.
Okay. I'm feeling like there might have been some treatment with it or something planned. Anybody need surgery?
My ex-husband's dad's got to have a kidney removed, and that's been around the family because I still have two kids with him, and they've got to go to the surgery.
Oh.
He's got diabetes and all. I don't know if that's going to go well or not.
So it's basically close to home then.
Right, very close.
Yeah, it's close to home, and, I feel that does go well. I feel that does go well. I feel like he's got good doctors and he's got good care, so he's in the best of care.
Right.
Okay, and everybody pulls together, kind of, and helps with the situation. So I feel like there's help from, like a family type thing. But at least some people chipping in anyway.
Yeah, they're all going up to Asheville, North Carolina for his surgery. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. That should go well. I'm hearing good news for it. I feel like it's a maintenance type thing. Like he'll have to go back and forth. But I'm hearing good news. So, this is a good thing.
Okay, yeah, it is.
And listen, something happened, a friendship, an argument, a disagreement, or what's What's with the heaviness with people around me? Or
I don't know. Nothing's happened yet, except for a long time ago, remember, but
any
nothing recently.
Any new people or strangers coming into your life? Or?
Well, not really. I've been going to church, but it went the last week.
Just keep an eye on new people coming into your life. I mean, if you get bad vibes from it, kind of listen to your intuition.
Okay.
A little bit of a whisper here in my head, so.
Okay.
You know, a little bit of a heads up, and I'm feeling like I feel right away like I don't like this guy, or I'm not too crazy about them, or, you know, and this could be in business or pleasure, so, you know.
Okay.
And I feel like they may be new, so, keep that in mind.
Okay, I'll keep the watch for that.
Yeah, I'm leaning a little towards business and finances and work, you know, so kind of, you know, it could be as simple as making sure you're getting a good deal on something you're buying, you know, and follow your instincts and your vibes on it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And in the home, I feel very cozy. I feel very healthy. I'm not worried too much about your health or the ones inside the house or the home. New baby coming or something with new babies with you.
For me?
Yeah, new babies or kids or is anybody expecting or?
Not that I know of.
I got a feeling you're going to be hearing about a new baby. Close to
okay,
home.
It's not me, it's just somebody around me, okay.
Yeah, it's, don't panic. Just be careful, that's all. I can't rule you out, so be careful.
Oh, gosh. You've been saying that for years.
This could be an expansion with the dance school, too, but I got
to... Yeah, it could be. Well, I'm getting ready to put some costumes and stuff on eBay, but I hadn't done it yet. I just got set up with them.
Yep, make sure you follow through on that. I'm hearing very successful.
Really? Okay, that's what
so
I was worried about.
Even if you have to bring somebody else in... to do this.
Okay.
Or network with somebody, join forces with somebody, because I'm hearing very profitable.
Okay.
And it could be a generator of cash.
I need that.
Yeah. Now, is anyone moving, relocating? Remember, friends?
Yeah, one of my cloggers, they just got pretty much towed out of their house, and they had been buying it for like 5 years, and they had to move. To a place they didn't want to because they was in a hurry.
Okay. I got a feeling they'll find something they want because I'm hearing, like, deliver the message to them, kind of, or...
Uh-huh.
That I feel like they wanted something a little more...
Yeah, county-wise.
Yeah, feeling like a country-type thing and for
mm-hmm.
family, and so it was kind of
yeah,
like...
Yeah, because they had to move to the city and they didn't like it.
That's exactly what I'm hearing. I wonder why
yeah.
that's... You must be close to them, or...
Yeah, very close. I've known Angie and since we grew up together, clogging on my mom's clogging team, so we're kind of like sisters almost.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling that they're going to find something. By April, they'll be in some place that they're happy.
Okay.
It's almost like the message needs to get delivered then, and watch out for a connection or a help coming from... Either one of theirs, career arena, co-worker, or word of mouth, as
okay.
far as finding something. So keep that in mind, okay? If you're talking to her, just relay that they will find a house in the country.
Okay. Do you see us staying here, or do y'all see us moving? Or?
Well,
we were thinking about selling it one time, but then we don't know.
You know, I think you're going to struggle back and forth with that for a while, like until the summer.
Okay.
You're going to go back and forth with that, but you are going to move somewhere in the future. You're definitely going to relocate.
Okay.
I always feel it with you when you do get through.
Okay.
It's always
so we'll probably sell this place. And...
Yeah, yep, and then relocate.
Okay.
Well, what is it with this place? It's not your hometown, or...
Yeah, it's my hometown, but I just need something bigger, with a bigger place for the cloggers, and I've just been looking at, you know, different places.
Okay.
We just kind of outgrowed this really quick.
Okay, okay. That's going to come forward. I'm hearing the 11-11-11. I don't know if it means November this year.
Mm-hmm.
Or weeks, 11 weeks. I want to go with November. You're probably
okay.
going to be got the wheels moving or making decisions on it by probably by November this year. All right.
We needed to by February of 09, so.
Oh, you do?
Decide. Yeah, we needed to by then because we did a 5-year contract with them and we didn't really want to have to renew. We wanted to just sell before then because I figured the payments were going to go up and everything.
Okay, so that would make sense then.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, it would make sense. And I'm feeling probably then it could very well be actually being in the place by November, so.
Okay.
Okay,
that sounds good.
I feel like I'm being offered the deal. And again, with you, it comes from associates out there in the world. So
okay.
I feel like you bump into somebody that knows somebody, that type of a thing. So be very open to that and follow through
okay.
on anything you hear.
Okay.
All right?
All righty.
Okay, and cheer up.
I'm just trying to get these outfits done so I can get them on eBay, but I was kind of scared. I hadn't done it yet.
You want me to go to romance is what you want me to do. Hey, don't
yeah.
you? Don't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm feeling it. You just didn't want to say it. Same thing with you. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It's pretty much the same old, right?
Yeah, same old, same old.
Yeah, you know, I feel like it's going to continue for a while like that. But you know what? I don't think he's not a bad man. He's a good man.
He's a good man.
Yeah,
he's just younger.
Yeah, I feel kind of like a wild horse, a little restless with him for some reason. Like he's got to get a little older or slow down a little bit or before he can realize he's got the best woman in the world. You know what I mean?
Well, if that happens.
Sometimes we work too hard and move too fast in life, and we don't realize these things and see them. But he's basically a good man, and he's going to come around. Because I feel like the two of you belong together. And,
that's true.
So hang in there, and I want to go into... you're into June, and they're showing me flowers for June in romance. So this is a sign that it's... moving forward, getting better and pleasant. So that's a good thing.
Okay.
All right? So just live and let live, and you're doing fine. He loves you, put it that way.
I know.
All righty?
All right. I appreciate it, Mike.
Okay, Michelle. Take care of yourself.
You too.
Spread my name around.
I will.
Please.
I will.
This is a grassroots operation here.
I will.
All righty.
Okay.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
All right. All right, everybody. If you're just joining, you're listening to You're in the Thoughts with Michael Goger. I do nonstop psychic readings for the listening audience twice a week, every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Carla, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Janine?
Yep. I knew you'd get through. Oh, my God. When I was meditating, I said, she is going to get through. I know she is.
I wasn't sure there for a minute because it took quite a while, but...
Yep, I got your email. I know you were worried. And I actually heard me reading you in the meditation. Sometimes I'm amazed by the process of going within, listening to your inner thoughts.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, everything is your inner thoughts. Remember this. That's why I called the show Your Inner Thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You become what you dwell on, and energy follows thought. The minute you have a thought, you create energy, and it hopefully it's a good thought. Now listen, you had problems with your daughter. I got your message, and. Wasn't able to answer it because I had 3 million things going on at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So And I do believe that we were touching on her in the last couple of readings that you got through on.
Yeah, I felt like it was coming, but...
Yeah. So, well, anyway, I'm going to focus on just her situation, and I'm going to let you go, because I don't want to overread yours. And
that's fine. That's all I wanted.
And everybody else's, so, and I got to have a format and a theme when I do a reading, so I'm going to focus on her, because that's where the stress and the tension is, and basically that's what I'm being shown. I feel like they're showing me a whirlpool, and I'm just being sucked into it and twirled around, and where it stops, nobody knows at this point. So this must have just started, or very recent, right?
Friday night was when she got picked up.
Okay.
It's an old probation violation that she never dealt with.
Well, you know, and this violated something, her probation? Or?
Yes.
So they're going to put her down as a violator?
Yes.
What a shame.
She had a bench warrant.
What a shame.
For that.
Yeah, oh boy, almost I'm hearing like they want her to wake up a little bit, but then again, I got a feeling that somebody's going to step in and make this better.
Oh.
But how much better can you make it? You know, you're either a violator or you're not. And it's
yeah.
What is she looking at on a violation?
I'm not sure. I would assume that she will have to finish out her sentence, which was originally a year, but I don't know how much time she had left on it.
Okay. For some reason, I think I'm hearing 7 months or 8 months or something.
Okay.
Let me see. Achievement. Boy, I'm not getting much on it other than because
she's,
I think it's so recent.
She's also pregnant.
Boy. That, you know, I think that's going to help her in a way. I mean, it's not a guarantee, but I was going to say to you, I got a feeling there's things involved here that's going to sway the decision and the judgments.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost afraid to make a call on this because of... you know, it's so unstable because there's players that aren't even involved yet. I want to say that they work with her. Did she just recently start working or get a job or something?
She was working as a like through a employment center that where they it's like day labor kind of.
Okay. Okay.
But not real consistent.
Okay. I think that, and is she in outpatient treatment or therapy? Or?
No, she should be, but she's not.
I think she's going to be now.
Okay.
Because it may be one of the things that they use to spank her with. I feel her getting spanked, but I feel her getting worked with, too.
Okay.
They're going to let her know that the ignorance is no excuse.
Right.
But I got a feeling the pregnancy and her employment and the circumstances around it, they're going to take it into decisions because I'm beginning. I want to say that she gets out of this by the skin of her teeth.
Okay.
I think she's got just a good chewing coming,
okay.
A good lecture. And there may be some conditions like outpatient care and...
Mm-hmm.
And increase in check-ins. So I'm getting some restrictions, but they're working with her. So I feel like she's going to be okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and because I'm and in the end here, I'm getting people celebrating, and it's like, wow, that was close.
Yeah.
Everybody's hugging each other. So.
Okay.
And I think I'll leave you with that, Janine.
Okay.
I don't want to overkill it or feed too much into it at this stage.
Right.
And. So give it some time. I'm feeling, we got 3 days here before they, 3 weeks before you, I'm hearing 3 weeks, I think, and you've got some decisions here.
Okay.
And some closure with this. I don't know how fast they move or what the next stage is, but
okay.
Between now and 3 weeks, I feel that it's settled anyway.
Okay. I know that the jail is overcrowded, so maybe they'll let her out. I don't know.
Because they were giving me circumstances and a slapping, so somebody's going to weigh a few things in the balance with her.
Okay.
Yeah, she might get another, because I'm feeling like, phew, just made it by the skin of my teeth. That's how they're making me feel.
Okay.
So stay strong and stay positive.
Okay.
And good luck with everything, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, girl, you take care of yourself. Blessings to you.
I will. Blessings to you.
Good luck with everything, man.
Okay.
Alrighty. All right. I know what it's like to have kids.
Yeah.
And grandkids.
Right.
And what it does. All right, Janine. Take
care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, everybody, if you're just joining, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts, and Michael Goger is your host, which is me. I love doing this. I do it twice a week. I want to do a lot more with it. If you're a local listener just joining because you've seen the ads in the newspaper, please visit www.michaelgoger.com, bookmark it, and get on my mailing list. And from there, we can walk you over to BBS Radio, and you can take advantage of 95 talk shows. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, what's your first name?
Michael.
Michael, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Oregon, sir.
Oregon. I believe I remember you talking to you before.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good. I hope all is well.
That seems to be going okay. I'm managing through, you know, muddling through life like everybody else.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you got through, and I'm here to help you, bud.
Good.
I believe you heard me read before, so...
Yes, sir.
Regular listener, and or once in a while, anyway.
Yeah.
And I'll just see, let you know what I'm hearing and feeling. So, Michael, I feel like... just recently, almost like maybe somebody's been a little under the weather or up against it, maybe. It could even be emotional or mental, emotional, exhaustion, or maybe just a bad bug or been up against it, and I feel like that's ending and turning around. So if there is anybody dealing with something like this around you, there's some good news for them.
Okay.
All right. And I am being pulled to, like, nerves or energy. So it might have been as simple as just being stressed or doing too much or cabin fever, you know, this type of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically going to turn around and get better. Because I know, you know, if I had somebody sick in my world and I was getting a reading, I would want to hear something like that. You know, I would automatically go to...
Yeah, I've got a friend that was under a lot of stress with an ex-wife and stuff like that.
Okay. And, you know, and if you're connected to it, you know, and you can hear that there's going to be an improvement, because I pick up on whatever you're connected to. You know, we're just like, how would you say, like a Geiger counter, picking up on radiation almost.
Okay.
You know, everything we say or do, we're coming in contact with leaves a residue.
Yeah.
In your energy pad. Okay. Now, I'm also feeling, Michael, that it's almost like I make up my mind to do something, or I got a plan that I want to put into action, and it may be connected to the career arena or finances or business on the side or investing, but I feel a strong money connection to this, and it's almost like something I've been maybe working on or thinking about or toying with. It could be as simple as maybe even changing jobs, but I do feel it's a beneficial decision made to either move forward with something, start something, or make a move. And this seems like it's a good time to flirt with something like this.
Okay.
Now, and I'm also feeling like interviews or testing or exams, or like I might be challenged somehow within the next 30 days, and or I'm actually applying for something, and I feel like I'm acing it, I'm passing it. So if you run into something like that, I just feel like it's going to work well with you. Now I do feel like I've been affected by jealousy or spiteful behavior, or with a friendship, or relationship, or I don't know if it's family or coworkers, but I'm just feeling a little upset about something. a little bit of a heartache, kind of. It's I feel like it's a relationship or a friendship.
Yeah, it's a friendship thing.
Was there a disturbance with a friendship? Or?
Yes.
Okay, because they're pointing to the disturbance with a friendship, and they want me to talk about it, so I'm going to run with it.
Well, you want me to tell you what we were doing?
Well,
or does that make a difference?
I'll just repeat what I'm hearing. Was it connected to business, finances, or work?
No,
or?
Nothing to do with business at all.
Okay, that's okay. They're just feeding me some stuff here, and I don't know where it goes. I am feeling that that it blows over and it improves, and there's an expansion to it, really. You work your way through this. I really do believe that you work your way through this. And I just keep hearing that I work my way through this, and that it ends. It flips. I'm not upset about something no more, and then it improved and it got better. That's about all I'm getting on that. Unless you got you want to explain some of it to me, it may help me bring
I'll tell you what's happening is a friend and I, this friend that we kind of had the issue with, he can see and talk to spirits.
Okay.
And they come to me, I guess because of the energies, and we've been helping them cross over.
Mm-hmm.
And he can see and talk to them, but they come to me, so it's kind of like, and he lives in a completely different city, so we've been doing it over the phone.
Okay.
And I guess I've been pressuring him too much to actually try, and he kind of gets a little
frustrated,
I guess is a good term. And he doesn't come to me and tell me, hey, look, let's lay off a bit. He goes to other people and complains, and that really bothers me. I'm a pretty straight up person, and if you don't come and tell me, then, you know,
yeah,
I've got issues with that.
Yeah. Now let me ask you this, crossing the spirits over, were you eventually going to do this as a living, or
no,
was it a hobby, or just an interest?
Just it's interesting and it's helping. We've helped a couple people actually. Well, not people. Well, I call them people. They're people.
Yeah,
but
we've had
spirits cross over, and we've helped a couple that were here until something started moving for them, and they've moved on and stuff like that. It's kind of rewarding. But I don't see or talk to them. They just come to me because of the energy that I expel, I guess.
Okay. Well, they see these things in spirit, who is doing this kind of work, and they flock to it. You know, they're attracted to it. That's going to blow over with him. You guys are going to talk that out, and I believe you're going to continue doing what you're doing with him. So I believe that answers your question, whether or not it's going to get better and you're going to continue doing what you're doing. And I also feel that, believe it or not, I got a feeling that somewhere in the future you're going to be doing this as a living or a livelihood, or kind of dabbling in it part-time. So I can leave you with that, too. I'm hearing that.
Yeah, there's a couple of business ventures I'm working on that have nothing to do with this at all. So,
okay, and it's connected to metaphysics?
No, not at all.
Okay. I'm saying to you, somewhere in your future, you're going to be doing some type of business in metaphysics or connected to it. So it's just a little bit of a trivia there for you. Someday you'll stop and say, hey, he was right. It did happen.
Well, it is in the probate field. That's not too metaphysical, though. You're dealing with people that have passed. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Oh, interesting. You know what? It could be part of it. It could be part of it. So, you work in the funeral business?
No. this is going to be a sideline. It's going to be helping people get through probate and
you know,
get rid of the headaches and things like that that happened during that time.
Oh, okay. Good. Now, is that what you're doing with the guy that we're talking about?
No, absolutely not.
No, there's no connection.
Yeah, this is just there's no connection with that.
Right, okay.
It's like I've got a whole bunch of little bitty things going on, and
right. One
of them we have helped people go to the other side.
Right, okay. Okay, no, I understand, and I was calling it right. There is no connection. It's just that I threw in that somewhere in your future, what you're doing on the side for fun may turn into some type of money-making program for you. As far as the other stuff you're doing in the work world, I got no problems with anything. You're going to be busy and loaded with work. So I don't see you having no problems in the career arena or the financial arena. It's all moving forward for you and very busy. So it looks good there, too. All right, buddy?
Okay.
All right, I'll leave you with that and hope it helped you a little.
All right, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you and take care. Tell your friends about us.
Will do.
All righty.
Okay.
Okay, everybody. Thank you, Michael. You're listening to Your Inner Thoughts here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Golder, and I'm here twice a week. I'm sorry, I had to clear my throat. A little scratchy. The flu season, and it's going around, and when you take care of babies, let me tell you, it doesn't go away. It just keeps moving. All right, guys, I got to go. I'll see you on Sunday, 1 p.m. I'll see you Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. www.michaelgoger.com. Take care.